A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think let's just maybe finally move on to something that actually has happened quite recently within the last sort of day or two for us as we're recording this. And mentioned there that Hallam was one of the players that had been offered a contract extension. It's taken that. It's a 2-year deal. And so I think for me, I'm going to start this one off. I think 2 years is possibly a bit odd, but I would definitely have taken the year because I know he's had the injury record. And I know the worry with him is it could be a potential, I guess, Luke Williams is the comparison, isn't it? We've not seen him an awful lot, but when he has come in, he's looked really good, you know, and he has made an impact in the games that he's played in. And I think for me, it was definitely worth the risk for a year. You know, I'm not sure necessarily with the 2 years, but I'm actually quite glad he has signed that deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one. I think we obviously offered him a contract under the same kind of proviso as McAtee, that because of his age, we needed to offer him something in case he, you know, if he did leave. I don't really know if the club expected him to leave or expected him to sign the deal, but, you know, kind of at the same time, who's really going to come in for him and offer him a two-year contract with his injury record and his relative lack of Football League experience? So, I mean, for him, it's superb, isn't it, really? It's 2 years, you know, when a lot of footballers are going to be out of jobs, really, just because of the current climate. So I think that he would have been stupid to pass it up. I don't know. Obviously, we need to be careful what we do with the budget and stuff like that, because we need to be able to have players on money who are fit for most of the season. And I think that's obviously the biggest concern with Hallam, is that his injury record is, you know, horrendous. And let's just hope that he's not on too much and it's not kind of taking up any of the budget that we might be able to spend on you know, players with a lot more experience, I suppose. But at the same time, you know, we know he does have a little bit of quality and maybe he just needs that break, but I don't know, really. I mean, I can't see it personally, just because his injury record and our kind of record as a club of working with players in general, we just seem to get him injured, you know, left and right. So hopefully it works for him, and obviously hopefully it works for the club as well, because we're in dire need of that bit of quality. And you know, I can't imagine it'll be on a huge amount of money. So, you know, in terms of it's a slight gamble, really, I suppose. It's nothing to be too worried about. So just hopefully his injury record is a lot better next season. But, you know, obviously it remains to be seen.
You know, I think, you know, I like Hallam. I think he's a good player. He's got a lot of talent, and he can finish as well, which is handy. Whether he plays sort of off the front two or as one of the front two, who knows? That remains to be seen. But yeah, I think it was, I don't know. He's been here a while now, and it's just one injury after the other, and it looks like a Luke Williams situation. But having said that, I was encouraged that he's been to St. George's Park, he's been doing some work, he's been doing some sort of strengthening work, and he's maybe been looking at other kind of ways to kind of, I don't know, maybe prevent these kind of injuries reoccurring. So I think that's a positive step, that he's been doing some extra work. I think it was needed. You know, for whatever reason, he just keeps picking up these niggly injuries, and it's just when he kind of gets back into the side, scores. He's done it a couple of times, hasn't he, this season? Played quite well, and you think, oh, it could be the start. It could be the player we kind of need, because he's quite creative, I think, as well, quite a clever player. Then all of a sudden he's injured again. I think we just can't afford that. But I think looking at it, if he's gone away, he's been doing some sort of things, ahead of pre-season. I don't think it's that bad a move. I know obviously the club are getting a bit of stick for it, and I can completely understand that, because he's just not played enough, and he's not played enough minutes, and he's not contributed enough. But I think he is highly thought of. And I believe when he first came, Sheffield United had a buyback clause in there. So, you know, they could see the potential there. I think he just needed game time, and unfortunately, he's just not been able to string more than a couple of games together. But yeah, I'd like to see more of him next season. I think there is a player in there. I think there is goals in there. You know, I think he is really composed in front of goal. I think we've seen that. And hopefully, if you can get a run in the team, you know, who knows? I think he'd be a good player at this level. So yeah, I think again it comes down to finances. Yeah, what have they offered? I think they've got to offer more than last season, given that you know, he's out of contract. You have got to offer a small increase in the salary. So I wouldn't have thought it's any less than he was on. I think there'll be an increase there. So yeah, it'd be interesting. I think it's a good opportunity for him. I think he's got the stability of a 2-year deal. Sounds like he's doing a bit more off the field, getting in shape, and you know, fingers crossed it works out for him and the club, because you know we definitely need it.
Well, that's quite interesting that you say that, actually, Matt, in terms of him doing some kind of extracurricular activities in the summer to try and get his fitness up and trying to, you know, doing a bit of conditioning and strengthening, which is quite nice, which is really the kind of attitude we want, isn't it, really? So I think that, you know, I didn't know that personally, so based on that, then I think fair enough, he's probably done enough to earn the deal, even though we were going to offer it to him anyway. But I think it's nice to see that. And obviously, in terms of Hallam, have never really got the vibe that he's got a bad attitude. You know, it's never really come across. He's just been incredibly unlucky with injuries. So I think that, you know, it's nice to hear that he's kind of trying to, you know, improve his chances of playing more games next season in the off-season. So it'll be interesting to see how many other kind of players we've got under contract are doing that. So, you know, that's nice to hear. And hopefully he does have a good season. We will see.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.